This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two violent scenes unfolded overnight in Milwaukee. Police say two men were wounded near 14th and Galena at around 12:20 this morning. Both are expected to survive. At 27th and Fond du Lac at around 2 a.m., a 34-year-old man was killed in a separate shooting. Police are still looking for suspects. Right now, there's no word if the two shootings are linked. A jolt in Milwaukee home sales last month. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says home sales numbers jumped more than 7% compared to last year. The average price for a home in the Milwaukee metro area is now over $446,000, up nearly 11% since last September. More listings have hit the market, rising 8%, but homes are still selling fast. Experts say the region needs a lot more houses to meet demand and to help keep prices from climbing higher. A group dedicated to saving Milwaukee's public museum is asking state lawmakers to take another look at the funding and oversight of the museum's new building project. The group Preserve MKE worries that taxpayers are paying $85 million for a new museum they won't fully own, while losing control of the current facility and thousands of historic artifacts. They say the current plan means destroying beloved murals and dioramas that tell Milwaukee's story. Preserve MKE wants hearings to clarify who really owns the works and to ensure the public can keep watching over them as the museum changes. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A southeastern Wisconsin police officer forced out over assault allegations is back in uniform in a different department. According to a report in the Badger Project, Andrew Sundstrom quit the Muskego Police Department last year after an internal report backed his ex-girlfriend's claim that he assaulted her. Prosecutors didn't charge him, and he insists that the allegations are manufactured. His new boss in Burlington says he doesn't believe the woman's story and had no problem hiring him for the Water Patrol. You can read more about that story today on the Badger Project website. People are coming together in Milwaukee Saturday to help make things beautiful. Revitalize Milwaukee is heading to Burnham Park Saturday for a big day of home repairs. A statement says they'll focus on fixing up 10 homes owned by seniors and low-income residents. The work will include safety upgrades like fixing broken steps and adding accessibility features. It's part of a larger mission to preserve Milwaukee's neighborhoods and to support residents where they want to live. And game two of the NLCS is tonight. The Brewers lost last night. First pitch is again at 7:08. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers reload.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The Crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA. The Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL. Former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WAUKradio.com.